Joe Fisher joins us now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, for our daily visit. Joe, what's going on this morning?
How you doing this morning, guys?
We are doing well. I guess kind of a quiet Monday over on West End. You know?
Yeah, not a lot going on. Yeah, pretty quiet.
Quarterback switch.
You know, I thought it was interesting, too. I had talked to Bobby earlier in the day, and to handle it differently, you know, than last week. Last week was a, you know, play through, get all the way to the end of the week and make a decision, primarily based on Chris's health. You know, they wanted to see how healthy he was and if he was able to go. And with the mindset that, you know, he had won four games previous as a starter and that had done some very good things. But this week, I think realizing they probably needed to make a decision early and go with that guy and give that guy the majority of the reps that you give a number one. And McKenzie, I think the phrase that Bobby used just seemed to give them a little spark. And that seems to be pretty evident on a couple of occasions he's come into the games. And so I think they're just going to turn it around. And he's played big games before. Of course, he was a starter at South Carolina last year. And he's performed well to this point. And so he'll get the opportunity. Whether this is for the last 6 weeks or for just this week, I guess remains to be seen.
One thing we've heard all along from the coaching staff is that, you know, regardless of who's in there, the offense is going to pretty much be the same. Do you think they add some things, you know, with McKenzie at quarterback, some different wrinkles with him?
I think they have been a little more likely to throw the football with McKenzie than they have with Chris. Now, whether that's related to his shoulder or just related to the things that Chris does best, you know, I don't know, but it's now in the Mississippi State game, they came out throwing the football because they were down by 10 and, you know, in the fourth quarter and had to get moving. So I think that was a big part of it, but it appears at least that they seem to be a little more comfortable with Mac throwing the football.
Joe, you're going to hear this from now to the end of the season with the Clemson opening about Bobby Johnson's possible candidacy. But then you hear from the Vanderbilt administration from right at the top that they're going to be proactive about this.
I think they will be. To be honest, Mark, I think they would have been anyway. But, you know, it's funny how in the coaching profession, I know in basketball and maybe sometimes in football, when a coach loses a job, usually several other coaches benefit from it. You know, either if they are in the mix as a candidate, either their school steps up and rewards them to get them to stay, or they end up getting a big reward to take another job. I would think Bobby's going to be one of those guys that's going to benefit in some way, you know, from somebody else's loss. And not saying that he wouldn't have anyway, but the thing that's going to be awkward, I think, for a lot of coaches is we're not used to seeing a head college football coach, you know, fired in midseason, and so there's going to be 6 weeks or 7 weeks of speculation instead of one or two. And it's going to be awkward, too, for schools to make contact. I think Clemson's going to have some issues trying to make contact and talk to coaches.
Oh, you know what the deal is. It's going to be all back channel, third party. That's the way things go now.
Absolutely. But it's going to, that's a risky proposition. You know, if word begins to get out that so-and-so's talked to so-and-so and you're in game eight of your season, you know, that could be a little bit unnerving. So.
Well, just remember what happened in Michigan. When we brought up Les Miles right from the beginning, and he got put in an either-or situation. Now, he emphatically decided to stay at LSU. Hopefully for Vanderbilt, Bobby will do the same for, at Vandy. But, you know, then again, Joe, if they're mentioning Bobby for the Clemson job, then something good must be happening at Vanderbilt.
I think that's right, and I think a lot of people are genuinely sure. I think Clemson is a great job in an excellent conference, but I think the Vanderbilt job has a little bit different perception now than it did 5 years ago with the job that Bobby's done and the way they've played in the conference and become competitive in arguably the best football conference in America. It's not necessarily a place you're trying to bolt from. So this is going to be curious to see how it plays out. Whether Bobby's a candidate or not, we don't know. Certainly you would think he would have to be on somebody's list, given the ties and the success. But I totally believe when I hear Chancellor Zeppos and Vice Chancellor Williams talk about how they want to be proactive in this. I'm sure that's something that's already beginning to be discussed.
Joe's name is on list around the country. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right, guys. See you later.
See you.